Hey, yo, what's poppin'? Welcome back to another episode of Take a Shot Podcast. It's your boy Dub, aka Podcast Poppin'.
Y'all already know who it is, Mr. M-A-R-V. Ha ha, single ladies, you already know me.
It is the pleasant white toenail queen. I think I'm getting, I think white toe, I got a fresh
White toes got a fresh coat.
I got a fresh coat coming soon. I'm gonna tag Marvin 1,000 times.
No, don't tag me because I ain't gonna repost
y'all favorite. Nikki, you know.
The ghetto one.
What?
Whoa.
Do you want me to pick up where I left off? Because the people wanted to know what I was going to say to you.
Nope. We cool.
If we want to get started, we can get started real early.
We can't go to old shows. Like, we don't reminisce.
Oh, no. We can always go back to what the people want to talk about.
No, we're not going to do that. Not today.
Anywho, shout out to Tequila Mandala.
The only tequila that we drink. And shout out to your Feels Me Cold. Because guess what? We've been putting these holiday specials out here, and they've been going kind
of Valentine's.
Crazy. And you know what? I love you guys.
Aww. Do yours say love is toxic? Because that's what yours should
say. Yes, it does say love is toxic. Yeah. Going back. Love is toxic. Let me see. Love is toxic.
Yeah, that's what yours should say.
You know what mine say? What? Mine say a whole lot of inappropriate
stuff. Yes. That shit, when he said it to me, I promise you, I chuckled for about 5 minutes before I wrote back. Because I said, Doug came up with all this shit himself. Because this is all the shit he said. I want one, but I want it on black, though. You know I can't
do that. Black tea? Yeah. What you missing on that t-shirt, it should say Mr. Nasty Time. If it said Mr. Nasty Time on it, I would have been up and like, oh.
What I say about this lid?
It's too early. Too early for Mr. Nasty Time. Right.
Well, when the time comes.
It's coming. Pause.
It's coming fast.
How y'all week been?
My week's been great.
Week been good?
My week has been excellent.
Remember, you was just mad 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes.
Now we're going to excellent.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Stretch. Okay.
You know. We're going to get straight into it. What made y'all mad this week?
Marvin almost made me mad earlier, but he brought it back. He redeemed himself with a nice little bag he created over there for me.
Got you.
What made you mad?
You, nigga.
What made me mad this week? Well, I had a specific couple of orders that I want to put out. I wanted my, what you call it, hoodie to be ready. If you ain't with us, fuck you. I wanted that to be ready. Mm-hmm. I had a couple of hats that I wanted to be ready that's still not ready. And then I purposely went to a place and I wanted just like I made the hoodie. Everything is right for the beautiful Gabrielle. Hoodie's perfect. I get the hoodie back. All I asked them to do is just tag it up. And guess what they did?
Fuck it up.
Fuck the whole hoodie up. Fuck the whole shit up. So now I have to redo everything.
You should just drink that whole thing because you was man. Yeah. Just drink it. We know you man. Drink up, Buttercup.
Drink up, Buttercup.
Dub, what made you mad?
So you know it's Valentine's Day weekend coming up.
Is it? I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying? Usually, you know what I'm saying? Me and baby go to a little hotel, do a big, you know what I'm saying?
Go fuck a sheets up and stuff.
But what happened to be Valentine's Day weekend? Super Bowl weekend.
Oh.
So you know what the prices have done?
Mm. Quadrupled.
Quad fucking drupled. Mm. So yeah, that's what made me mad.
So what are you going to do?
Oh, we still going to do something, but you know.
Oh, y'all going to get nasty?
Nasty.
Y'all trying to have Derek Willard the third?
Already got the third.
Okay, the fourth?
Hell no.
You want Derek Willard the fourth?
Mm-mm.
Chill.
I'm going to be doing a whole
or
bunch
Dallas
of shit.
Or Dallas the second? You trying to have Dallas number two?
Nah, I think I want another boy.
Okay.
I think I want another boy. No, I don't. Let me stop talking. Nick, you know why? Because you actually
I did.
Put the voodoo on me.
I did.
Don't do that.
So what happened?
Don't do that.
That's why I stayed quiet this time. I didn't put no input.
Does that mean you're pregnant?
Mm-mm, ain't nobody pregnant now.
Okay, I just want to know.
But when they are, it's going to be.
Mm-mm.
Stay tuned.
Mm-mm. I'm going to drop them off at your house. Like, you the one.
I like all the rest of the little badass kids to be around
here. At your house. Like, come watch these kids.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Go in there with the rest of them.
Badass kids.
I mean, you could take a couple eyes away. I didn't say that many.
Dang.
Could we do two boys or two girls or a boy and a girl?
Mm-mm.
I'm just saying, but.
Hell no. I'm cool.
Listen, I told you what I told you.
I'm hella cool.
We going to see.
Mm-mm. We not going to see nothing.
We going to see.
We not going to see none of that. Marv, it's on you, my brother.
Would you rather?
Yes, sir.
watch your Valentine have sex with someone else on Valentine's
Day. Ooh, you went straight into it.
Take a shot. Hold on, wait for those people in the back. Guess what? This is called Would You Rather. So,
I think
Would
that You Rather,
go ahead and make sure you guys fill up your cup. Make sure you have a nice shot ready.
My watch just told me to breathe.
Would you rather do this or take a shot? So, would you rather your Valentine, because you guys might have Valentine's. I don't have a Valentine. So, you know what? I want to sit this one out because I wouldn't give a fuck about who's having sex. But for you guys that's in a relationship having a good-ass time, would you rather the motherfucker that you're fucking with.
Right.
Early starting shit.
Already.
The person that you fucking with. Go ahead and have sex right there, right in front of you.
Right in front of me, huh?
We didn't fuck your day up. I just want to let you know that. Okay, it was somebody else that did.
Okay, so would you rather your day, your Valentine, the person that you're spending your money on, you know, the one that you bought the lace for to go, the one that you want the lace for, you know, you got double Z's. So I know it costs you extra.
That's fucking cold.
So the one that you did that, the one that you bought the purse for, guess what? The wifey is having a good time with someone else. Or would you rather go ahead and take that shot?
I'm going to kill her. I'm going to take the shot first. Then I'm gonna kill her.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
For sure taking a shot.
That's not happening.
For sure taking a shot on that.
That's not happening at all. Yeah. Tommy said something earlier. I was like, what? Boy, you better correct that the way you said that.
Right, right. Man, look. Some shit been going on, man. It's Super Bowl week and shit just been happening.
Niggas is acting up.
Niggas been getting their ass beat at bowling alleys.
And that bowling alley, the funny thing is, nobody even
go nobody
there.
Go to that one. Yeah, they was. I was like,
it was so crazy. I was at another bowling alley last night while all this was taking place, and I was just busting up laughing like, what's the chances? First of all, I don't even go out like that. So for me to actually be in a bowling alley and it's popping over here like this at another bowling alley. What the fuck?
So look, now, he did get dragged and all that shit. Danny Lay brother and all that good shit.
I need to know more to the story. Like, I need a backstory.
Well, he said, when I see you, it's on site. Okay. And I'll give him that. As her brother, he defended her honor.
As he should.
Or whatever. He was solo dolo and was like.
Did he have no clue he was going to see this man?
Well, I don't know.
He knew it could have been a possibility. Like, when you throw shit out there like that, you can't never get caught slipping.
No pun intended.
My nigga got caught slipping.
He went up there like, you know what? Like, he went up to her to apologize. Like, you know what? Like, yo, what's up, bro? Like,
yeah.
Who went up to apologize?
He went to the baby. Yeah. He went to the baby. Like,
you can't make a statement and say on site and then say, yo.
Nah, nigga. Because it's on site with me.
It's
on site with me.
No, nigga, I don't trust you. You a snake.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie to you. The baby is one of the motherfuckers, though. He ain't gonna play no game.
He's not gonna wait.
He's gonna go to jail.
Was funny as hell watching their asses slip and slide all across there. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, so supposedly, but a friend of mine, a bodyguard, he said he was there with 10 niggas that didn't help.
So he wasn't dolo. The niggas just didn't help him.
It would look like you need to let that whole little group
Your
go.
Whole crew go.
Okay.
Straight up.
Y'all want to get toxic? How about this? Your friend or your relative,
right,
is catching a fade. Are you letting them? Are you allowing them to have a head up? Or is are
head
you
up?
Doing? Now you gonna get that
you
head,
get
up.
Your head up? You get your head up.
It's gonna be head up.
That's how
I'm
we
gonna
do
be honest
it.
With you. You fight my brother. You fight Hollywood. You fight my base. You fight anybody. I'm jumping in. As soon as I don't give a fuck. You got a problem with them. You got a problem with me. I'm jumping in.
I'm gonna let you get that
100,000%.
Now
you
when
got
they
a problem
start
with
getting,
GD, you got a problem with P-Rap. Guess what?
I'm gonna let you get that head up. But when if by chance my friend
you getting dragged,
you getting the best of you, then I gotta come in. I gotta 1-2 real quick and get you back on top. But no, you're not gonna ever be able to say that we jumped you.
Yeah.
You're not gonna never put
let him get that.
I'm gonna
you gonna catch that head up.
Okay,
bitch, then I'll fight for you. But you're not gonna ever be able to say, oh, them bitches jumped me. No, nope, not over here. We didn't do that.
The thing is, people say that like, oh,
I'm with you, Corey. I'm with you. Somebody try to jump me. I'm airing that bitch out.
We're lowering that.
Some people don't fight fair. Girls, they probably do.
Girls don't fight fair. No, girls don't fight fair. You crazy?
Guess what's going to happen? Unless you catch that head up or whatever, you beat him up. Guess what's going to happen? He going to that car. He ain't going to make it to the car.
Oh, no, he ain't gonna make it to the car. No, for sure.
If you get to the car, okay, but you better hope I don't get to mine first.
See, that's the thing. See, we've all done been into fights when we were younger, right? nigga, when the fight is over, leave.
Don't you out of there. All that hanging around is when shit gets to going wrong. Because exactly. Now you want to linger around and
Get your ass up out of here. Go.
We got get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here. We ain't hanging around. What we hanging around for?
Mm-mm.
We ain't doing that. Yeah. But my fighting days is over. That was old.
For sure. I'm not fighting nobody.
We should be older. We shouldn't be getting to bullshit.
At this point, I'm going to just pistol whip your ass.
I ain't got... Man, listen. Run up if you want to.
The first two going to stall you, but that third one, that's your ass. Mm-hmm.
I believe in head-ups. I do believe in head-ups.
I think head-ups should be like when you fighting a homie or it's something like, you know... Like
I'm not fighting a homie.
That's your head-up.
I'm not fighting a homie.
If we out... I'm not going to let you get your ass beat. You're not about to get
mind
your ass
beat. Business.
That's different. If I'm getting my ass beat, the nigga help me.
No. I'm looking at you. Help. Help. I'm going to help you. So I might as well jump in right there.
Nah.
We might as well just pack them out and just leave, bro.
Nah. Let me get
all that head up, head up in until I see my girl going down too much.
Yeah.
Oh, I got real quick. Yeah. No.
Okay. This is a real one.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, Dub. I'm not looking. We got some wood. Your girl, she faded. She ain't got the head.
Is she losing?
What do you do?
Just throw the bitch on the ground.
Okay, look.
She losing. She got the po.
Look.
Listen.
She getting in.
I'm not going to hit the girl, but I am going to grab her. Okay. I'm going to grab her
and let
wifey do her thing.
You got to just grab her real quick and let her get back on top of her. And then you got to let her
go. We got to go home.
If I ever see my nigga get his ass whipped, please know that's the last day you talking shit to me.
Right, yeah.
I don't want you to say nothing else to me. No more slick shit.
You're gonna do a little smush. You're gonna like throw on the floor. Like, get off her.
Yeah. push her hard as a motherfucker.
Like, get the fuck off her. Just
on me. I'm definitely hold her and let wifey get one off on her.
Listen.
I feel you on that.
On me.
All right, so I always tell Marvin, if shit ever get tense, give me at least 15 solid minutes to get there.
Yeah.
Nicole is just too much.
Give
Nicole
me 15 minutes.
Everybody.
That's real. Man.
That's what I call real love. Real love. If you down to look at wifey into it, hey wifey, hit her.
If she with me, and I'm losing, you better go.
Oh
go,
no, my
go
nigga fighting, I'm fighting too.
Go
we
to the
fighting.
Truck. And let off two or three in the air.
Listen, you better have extra clip because I'm letting that whole motherfucker out.
The homie basically will be like this. He'll hold him like this. Hey, why you hit him like that? Boom! Damn, you hit him like that? Boom!
Give me your hand. You got to use her hand. They can tell the first break.
All you can do is like, oops, oh, my bad.
I elbowed the bitch in the mouth.
Oh, I'm just trying to break it up. Yeah. Y'all need to stop fighting.
I don't condone this, but you got to do the top of the head.
Yeah.
Bloop, oh. Top of the head.
Mm-mm. Hit a bitch right in the nose. Hit her nose. She'll start crying.
But you got to hear her.
That's what Thurman said. My girl losing. I'm jumping in. Hell yeah. Hey. Therm, I'm with you, bro. My baby can't be looking all beat up. Baby lip all busted.
Nah.
Baby, ooh.
Listen, that's what, after that, put that bitch in my boxing class.
Hey, that's the longest ride home.
Oh.
That shit gonna be quiet.
You know she's gonna have an attitude.
First thing
you gonna say, why you didn't help me? Why you didn't help me with that?
So you gonna let that bitch just beat my ass like that?
And I was fighting for you.
Listen.
Why you didn't do nothing when the fat bitch jumped on me?
Let me... Lauren and Diamond still have the coldest. When I say we was fighting for our fucking life, oh my God.
What happened, Cole?
Talk about it.
What happened? Talk about it.
Oh my God. It ain't seemed like it was 100 bitches, and them bitches wasn't big. I ain't gonna tell y'all.
What?
It's gonna be another fight right now. What you doing?
I was saying what this was.
Go ahead. Nick. Go ahead.
Anyways.
Okay, so what happened?
Oh, you know what? The bitch tried Lauren. She thought, you know, y'all know how. To know Lauren is to know how she sound.
Right.
So you take her voice and you assume she's,
right.
You know, she don't know what she is. So the girl, gave Lauren one of them.
No, she did.
Walking past her, and Lauren turned around and said, bloop, right to the grass.
She ain't Lex Luger.
I was like, no. But before I could say stop, it was like, you know how they got the little brick pillars?
Mm-hmm. On the wall?
Me and Diamond looked at each other and was like,
it's time to go. It's time to get with it.
You know what time it is. When I said these bitches kept coming out the house, and these were some thick, big bitches. Oh, I was like, fuck! Come on, we're going to have to drop these bitches one at a time.
Right.
And that's back when, that's back in my fun days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen, I got tired of fighting. I was like, Lauren, pop this fucking trunk, because I'm tired. I ain't even going to lie, I'm tired of fighting. I'm going to get these bitches off me one way or another. Mm.
So you went in the ankle?
I didn't even end up, at some point, the fight just ended up stopping. Thank fucking God, because I was tired as hell.
Fighting is a lot.
D was at the front of my car. I'm in the middle, like, at my driver door, because I was attempting to get in the car. Like, I'm out of here. Lauren was at my trunk.
Getting with it.
These bitches kept coming. I was like, oh, my fucking God. I think me and D end up switching bitches at some point. Listen, my boo had just had the car, so you already know it was in the trunk.
Right.
That shit.
Nigga called them water buffaloes.
Yes. Yes. Them bitches was big.
Yeah.
Nicole had the Uzi.
Listen.
The Uzi was in the trunk, guys.
And then we get to the corner. Fucking police had us hemmed up for like 30 minutes.
They always do that. Y'all see what's going on.
Right. I'm like, man, let me out of here. Then he run around the corner and see how many bitches it was and how big them bitches was. He radioed back over. And was like, man, let them go. Ain't right. No way that shit happened how they said.
Right.
These bitches was... Oh,
Well, we glad your fighting days is over.
Thank God, Nicole.
We appreciate it.
You know tag team. Listen.
Diamond, don't be fighting.
That bitch fight more than me. Now, y'all want
to
see
it. Hey, I'm not going to lie to y'all. Diamond is crazy. She could be cool with y'all, but she will snap in 10 seconds. Will she snap? It ain't no stop.
Diamond owed me some sandals for some shit that happened in Vegas till this day still. Made me wear out the sole of my sandals. I was pissed. After we finished that bush, I said, bitch, you gonna give me some money because you owe me.
I know that's right.
Somebody want my hoodie. You can get it.
Well, we gonna go ahead and switch gears. You know what I'm saying? We kind of talked about this last week, but we have some addition to it. Is it awkward when someone in your close friend group likes you? We kind of talked about this last week, but not this specific question. Talk about it.
Okay, so what do you
talk about it, Mark?
My thing is, what do you do when a close friend likes you, even though you know
all my friends like? I'm just playing. That's a joke.
Look, the cool thing is Nicole is telling the truth. But guess what? What happens if you're in a close circle and you feel this person, but you know Nicole? That, guess what? It could be good, but if it go bad, it go bad. It can be good, but if it go bad, it can't go bad. So do you stop yourself?
Listen, I am fully aware that I am not everybody's cup of tea. So certain people, I'd be like, I ain't gonna do you.
And this is a close friend. This is somebody.
I'm saying, this is a close friend, but you feel them though.
Not an associate. That's my type. Hey, not an associate.
This is Mr. Mysterious. Part two.
Hello.
Whatever you don't like in Mr. Mysterious, this person got that too.
Well, that's your friend, so it works.
But I'm talking about, look, this person is in your circle. I'm talking about they kicking it with you. They heavy. Moms love them.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Great. and you feeling the person like, damn. So are you going to press this person and be like, you know what? Like, yo, like,
okay, everybody like you? Once upon a time.
Okay, let's talk about it.
If the person know how to keep their damn mouth closed, okay. I'm going to do it. Fuck it, just shut up. Don't nobody got to know.
Now, oh, what, so now when you say do it, you mean
what you gonna do? With them.
You mean the sexuals?
Sexuals?
I'm going to do whatever it is that I want to do with them.
But are you going to initiate it? Are you going to tell them like, you know what, like we can fuck with each other, but we just got to be low key because I'm nobody in our business.
Don't nobody need to know.
So that's the way that a guy should do so. A guy should just be like, you know what, look at between us, you know what,
we can we homies.
That shit don't last though.
It
because one of the other friends gonna peep the energy. At some point.
And then you tell her or him, shut the hell up.
No, you just say, mind your business.
It's been plenty of times I tell Marvin. Peeping me, you in the grave. Me, you in the grave.
Because it's been plenty of times where I walked in and I said, whew.
Me, you in the grave.
And I just be like, yep. I'm about to go get my oil change.
That was a long time ago, though.
Yeah.
The thing is, with keep your mouth shut, I'm cool keeping my mouth shut. Because 9 times out of 10, if I'm a lie, I'm a lie backwards. I don't lie. Like, some guys be lying. Explain. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, so let me explain. So, Dub, you'll be like this. Yo, hey, you smash Ashley? Mm-hmm. I'll be like, nah, bro. But I did. So I'm saying? I'll lie backwards. Usually, guys will lie and be like, oh, yeah, hey, you know.
Yeah, I hit that.
Yeah, I hit that. You know, me personally, I'm not getting no stripes because if you know me, you know me anyway.
Yeah, you already know.
I don't need no stripes. Yeah. What do I need a stripe for? They ain't going to do nothing for me.
But I'd rather just say I didn't. Think I did anyway, so.
Yeah, but I'd rather just say I didn't. And, you know, keep
just
you clear.
Just be quiet. Everybody don't need to know who you in the bed with or going out with.
Yeah, keep that private, bro. Yeah.
Everybody need to know every time you got on a date.
But if it's good, bro, you just got to keep it to yourself. Because if it's good, then everybody else going to want to try it.
Mm-mm. Or then you got to start naming them different scenarios. Mm. 57. Long Beach.
26. We're learning at 26.
You got to start giving them codes like that. So when you drop them names, then they're like, oh, okay, I don't know the person, but I know the name to the scenario.
Right.
Mm. Then you can tell your story on how you want without giving who the person is.
That makes sense.
I like it.
That makes sense. So, being that it's Valentine's week, right?
Ooh, I love Valentine's.
You know what I'm saying? Bring out the flowers and the chocolates. You know what I'm saying? Hugs and kisses. Shit like that.
So you got that wow.
Damn, best
26.
Friend.
Larry, know about 26, boy. 26 was whatever. 26 was a mirror dime.
Yeah.
26? Oh, my God. I ain't going to talk about 26, but 26, if you out there.
Check this out. So, look. What's a good first Valentine's gift? For a brand new couple, y'all been talking for 5-6 months. You like her, you don't love her, you don't love
me. Oh, I suck at this because
you know what I'm saying?
My first gift.
What's a good first gift
for us was like a luggage, so like a duffel backpack. That was his first Valentine's gift. I got him.
See, but you're a good gift giver, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Well, this is your best friend because we've been behind a couple of years. But you're in love, so I'll let you slide. A good gift, look at.
What's a good gift? You just started dealing with her.
Listen to me. When you first meet her, guess what? She's going to tell you everything that she likes. So if you could somehow.
Not necessarily.
No, 9 times out of 10, if you talk to her right, your conversation is going to be. What the
hell? Mark, keep going to me.
Riddle spoons. If you're talking to a person, like, you want to get to know a person, that's the first thing you ask her. What do you like? Like, what do you do? What do you
want? Damn what you like, because she can be like, well, I like Louis, and you're not getting that. We just started dating.
But listen, it can be little things. She can be like, oh, I like this. Oh, I like this perfume. Well, this is my favorite this. Go ahead, you can put that in the basket, bro.
You might not even get that.
I feel like the flower perfumes. Okay, yeah.
That's cool.
You ain't getting no big
shit. What do you like?
What perfume are you getting?
I'm about to say, because they range from 100 to 500.
No, see, that's where I
could. Then I feel like that's gonna let me know what you think of me based off the perfume you get me.
But if you tell me, like, oh,
some old lady white diamond.
Hey, I only wear, okay, let's say you
look at some old lady coochie.
I only wear a white diamond. And you say, no, I'm just saying, that's what you do. I only wear a white diamond. And guess what? Damn, she just said last week. That she just ran out. She need to go to the store again. You don't think that would be a great gift?
Get her some Estee Lauder.
Man.
Some old lady shit.
No, you get. But I would say get your, like, something that you smell. Like, you go out to the store and smell it. Like, you know what? I like this. But the thing about it is it might not smell good on her. That's the thing. It might not smell good on
that's
her.
True.
Well, that's true. Why you have to go, most likely, Nordstrom's, and get the scent that mellow out with the person's body tone.
Mm-hmm.
So that therefore no matter
you gotta do your research.
Who put it on, it's gonna smell good.
But you know what I heard the best gift is, because on my Instagram I asked everybody what do they want for Valentine's Day. The best gift is head.
I thought we discovered that sex and sexual activities wasn't a gift.
The best gift is head.
Well shit.
I got a question for everybody out there. If somebody says that they want to give you head for Valentine's Day, are you going to say yes or are you going to say no? If you're going to say yes, go ahead and give us a thumbs up. If you're going to say no, go ahead and give us a thumbs up.
Just like no gift at all. Just head. I don't get no gift.
What if you come in with a gift and she be like, I didn't buy you nothing, but I'm going to give you this throat.
Not the 3,000. 3,500. 3,500. What? I'll take it to 3,500. Quickly. What? I'm gonna do shit. This.
Right.
And you're gonna be happy toes with that up. With just head, no gift. Woo. And you done spent woo. A good $500
hey,
on her gift.
Hey,
shit.
Hey, sometimes they say
$500 on the. Hey, we hey, just started hey, dating.
Oh wait, we hey, just started dating.
I ain't spent no $500.
Okay, sorry. 200. We just started dating $200.
Hey, sometimes they say head is priceless.
Head is priceless. If you
fire,
got, if you got a good priceless. One, you gotta have a good
oh,
one.
Oh my god.
She gave you all the sloppy toppy.
She, look at this. The what?
Had you dripping?
Hey, sign me up.
I agree with that too. Head should be getting that on the regular anyway.
But what if she got the? I'm just like
she come through with the sloppy.
Like what? What if she give you like the? You know, some girls give you that stuff just to get you up there. So just so they could go to the big down.
Yeah.
But what if she give you that? Okay, you looking? You like this? Okay, I quit.
Like nigga, I'm about but to. She about should to get wrap that on all the time.
Hey, once you wrap that hair and she say, "Look, check this out."
Don't let her wrap that hair.
But if she always give you that, then it's not going to be no different to get that on Valentine's Day. That's when you're going to come into.
This is your first time. This is your first Valentine's. So, therefore, she haven't gave you everything yet.
This how you know she finna give you that guac guac.
So, she tied up.
No, nigga. She go get some water. Like, hold on.
No. No.
And get that throat ready?
No. She'll get a Starburst. I ain't going to talk to y'all. When she'll get a Starburst, it's a problem.
Okay.
It acts extra saliva.
Yeah, because, yeah, it do.
Well, she'll get a Starburst is a problem. Any kind of candy.
If her mouth already juicy, she ain't got to do that.
Stupid juicy. I'm talking about stupid juicy.
It do.
Nicole, get you a Starburst on your way home.
I don't need no Starburst.
On your way home.
We good up here, baby.
Hey, Mr. Mysterious going to be calling me like this. Hey, yo. Hey, bro. Whatever y'all talk about on the podcast.
Starburst. Listen, we don't need that. We solid over here. We real good.
That's funny. So look, should men expect a gift for Valentine's Day?
Yes, you should.
Forget the head. No, I'm asking.
I think you should get a real gift.
Men, should we expect a gift?
Yes.
Listen,
get the head and all that shit. Sex, okay.
That's not a gift, but that adds.
Should we accept
it.
A gift?
Yes,
men.
Give me a. Holla at me. Hey. Look, if I'm spending some money, go move your time. Go ahead and give me that. Let me get that authentic Parsons jersey. I'll take it.
Now you're talking.
Hey, let me get that authentic Parsons jersey.
Now you're talking.
I'll take it. What? Oh, damn, you just bought me some new Dunks. I'll take it quickly.
Yeah.
Give me some. My thing is this. Don't give me that sentimental bullshit. I don't want it. I'm sorry. Unfortunately, I don't need a picture. I don't need a magnet. Don't give me a knife. Don't give me that
a
shit.
Picture of
I don't
us.
Want, I don't want. I don't want a picture of us. I know us. Don't give me that shit. I'm gonna tell you.
I know
right
what
now.
We look
don't
like.
Don't give
bitch.
Me that shit. Do not give me nothing with our face on it. Don't give me some fucking. Somebody gave me some socks with our picture on it. Don't. I threw them in the trash can.
That's
don't give me
stupid.
That shit. I don't want it.
Yeah, that's
don't
dumb.
Give me a photo book. We can do that later. That's yeah. Cool. Show the kids.
It's digital now.
Look it. I want something nice. Just like you want something nice. You gonna be hot. I sit here looking. Hey, baby, look. I printed a shirt with our picture on it. You gonna feel some type of way.
Look.
Don't give me that sentimental bullshit.
One time, somebody was like,
buy me some shit.
I don't really care about Valentine's, you know, whatever. It ain't never been no big deal, so.
You didn't get shit.
You tell
dummy.
Me that.
Dummy.
Okay. Here come Valentine's around. I'm chilling, doing whatever. He show up with all this lavish shit, big old grand card, like cheesy shit. And I was like, I thought you said you don't know about Valentine's Day. I didn't buy you nothing.
Right.
When I tell you that shit was the end of the world.
I bet it was.
So you didn't give me nothing? A whole fit. I was like, listen, say what you mean and mean what you say.
Right.
You said
if
you
don't
care about
nigga,
Valentine's
say
you
want
Day.
Some.
You should have said it would have took nothing for me to go to the store real quick, pick up something and be done. But when you act like, I don't really care about Valentine's Day. I ain't never been into it.
You gotta know who you with because some people think that that's like
nope,
a clue.
Nope.
Like, well, let me go ahead and get him something anyway.
And I told your ass when
nigga,
you first
no
started
clue.
Dealing with me, say what you mean
yeah.
and mean what you say.
Yeah.
So when you said I don't care, bet you don't care.
Yeah, don't do that. Especially when if you got a woman like that, that's like a matter of fact. Like, nigga, you said if you got one of them. Just go ahead and say, look, baby, I want that jersey.
If your ass want you know a little gift and you want to be, you know, razzled and dazzled, then just say that. I'll get you some little balloons, a little flower, and a little gift. So
don't get a nigga no flower.
No.
Give him a motherfucking flower.
Get your little balloon, little flower, and a little gift,
hey, look,
and there
I,
you
hey,
go.
I don't want no flowers. I don't want no teddy bear. I don't want none of that little shit.
What if she got you a blue rose or a black rose with a cowboy star?
Okay, spray? I'll take that. That'll be dope. That'll actually be dope. I'll take that. But don't sit here and give me a dozen red roses. I'll take the candy because I'm damn sure gonna eat it.
Now we gonna fuck that candy up.
No, look, if you give it to, matter of fact,
here we go.
Last year, had a Valentine. The motherfucker sat there and ate all the candy. Like, look what I got
that's
you at. Open this shit.
That's for us.
That's not us.
That
no.
Is for us.
You
us.
Gave it to me.
I know,
yeah.
But now we gonna open it.
If you gave me a Valentine, don't open my stuff. Let me open it separately.
Thank you, Marquise.
I always agree with that, too.
Thank you.
I always agree with that. If you're doing shit all year long, Valentine's Day is just another day.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Do we got to work? We don't know what the work schedule look like on Valentine's Day. It's on a Monday. I think we gotta work.
Wait, tied a balloon to his dick.
What? What is going on?
Better. Go to bed.
Nah, that's not cool. I don't think y'all gonna have a good Valentine because ain't no blood gonna be flowing through. You know what I'm saying?
What if he make it loose? What's wrong with Velda? Velda needs this person named Jesus.
Hollywood intrigued. Look at him.
Hey, Hollywood a freakazoid. That's
Hollywood gonna tie to his dick.
Hollywood, are you giving out the Hollywood special for Valentine's Day?
Hollywood gonna be eating ass.
Hollywood,
that's
I like.
A Hollywood special.
Nose all up in it. Let's get it.
You gonna teach a quick little class for the men out here who need some little tips?
Mm-mm.
You should do a live Hollywood and let the people know what they need to do.
Yeah, you should. I doubt he do
eating
it.
Eating that butt?
Uh-huh. Butt talk.
I wasn't just talking about eating butt. I was just saying in general. It's these two that keeps referring to him eating butt.
Nigga be back there, back there brown nosing. Brown nosing. Hey,
the whole be Hollywood got a stuffy nose.
The Hollywood special.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for this year's adventure.
Man. My birthday gonna be in Cancun this year, guys. So uh-oh. Book it.
Cancun.
My birthday will be in Cancun this year. 100%. 1,000%. It will be in Cancun.
Hollywood, you gonna have some fun out there.
He said, wait, what?
Hollywood, bro. Hey, on your head, Hollywood. You better get them.
That's funny.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
You better jump them, Hollywood.
That's funny. But look, check this out. All right, it's going to get a little toxic.
Let's go.
If the person that you're talking to made plans before or after Valentine's Day, what does that mean? If they make plans with you either before Valentine's Day or after Valentine's Day, what does that mean?
Well, honestly, it depends.
That means you got to work.
You got to work or basically.
Y'all gonna fall for that?
Okay, what if it's a 5-star restaurant and it wasn't open? Or they didn't have no availability on Valentine's Day. They want to take you the day before. Or they don't want to deal with all the madness that you want to have to deal with.
What if you don't even see them on Valentine's Day?
Because you at work?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
No, you at work.
Quote, unquote.
Not no quote, unquote. Nigga, you better be at work.
Listen, somebody that you talking to, if you don't hear from the nigga on Valentine's Day,
if we not together, we don't gotta be out, but if we not together, your ass better be at work.
What they at work?
Okay, we'll get you a check.
Well, they said they don't wanna follow.
No, we not calling off on no goddamn Valentine's Day. So we could do that shit.
Well, they don't wanna go on Valentine's Day. Well, they feel like everything's cheesy, everything is overpriced.
We don't want to be dealing with the crowd and all that. Then we could be at home. I'm perfectly fine with that. We could chill at the house.
I'm saying in this scenario,
we're gonna have more fun anyway.
You don't even hear from this. You don't even hear from
talk to. That's not happening.
But
I'm gonna, in the words of Dub, somebody's gonna die.
Somebody gonna die. Somebody got to die. For real. I'm just saying.
I'm on a FaceTime the whole night to make sure your ass is at work, and you better answer every single call I call. I don't give a damn if you driving. What you do? You drive? You radio
baby,
and do something? I'm
going to take you out on the 15th, though.
Yeah, because you at work on the 14th. You better be at your ass at work. Let me find out anything different.
If you find out something different, what that mean?
In the words of God, you're going to die.
Yeah. That mean niggas out here doing something else.
You thought this shit was a game.
Females too now, not just niggas. You might be like, I really don't feel like doing nothing for Valentine's.
Okay, so then we can chill in the house.
Lo and behold, she getting her back broken on Valentine's Day.
By a nigga that bought her a nice purse.
I'm working a triple. Damn.
I'm working a triple. Hey, she's like, how long you working? I said 24 hours this week. they said all the homies called. I got to work 24 hours on Valentine's Day, baby.
And when you pull up to work, I'm going to pull up and I know where you park out at work. Or I know, pull up, make sure you're there. Then what?
She said, what time you get out? I said, 12:01, baby. 12:01.
Okay, and I'll be sitting there in the parking lot.
Hey, that is a good point, Velda. Old boy Kevin Samuel said, man, you shouldn't.
Fuck Kevin Samuel.
Yeah, fuck him. But he said that women shouldn't expect. Well, you shouldn't go out after 5 p.m. and not expect to have sex. If you take a woman out at night, she should expect to have sex, which is the dumbest shit I ever heard in my life.
And our granny told us ain't nothing open past 12 but a pair of legs.
But a pair of legs.
So unless it's past midnight, I'm going to go out.
5
and
o'clock?
I'm still going to go home.
Like 5 o'clock?
Now after midnight, crazy. If we linking or doing, then yeah, what the fuck? You thought we was going to meet and have some coffee?
What are we going to talk about at 12?
At 12 o'clock? No.
Ain't nothing open but 7-Eleven. And the legs.
Hey, let's be real, males.
Mm-hmm.
You taking somebody out on Valentine's Day, are you expecting to have sexual intercourse?
Yes.
Well, why are we going on Valentine's Day if we not? I don't expect to go out with you if I ain't getting none.
Okay, so I'm just making sure. Because some people be like, oh, well, I haven't dealt with it. But if I take you on Valentine's Day, I'm special.
Yeah, otherwise, I'm not going out with you just so I can say, oh, I went on a Valentine's Day. No, like, unless I plan on smashing.
I'm going to be like this.
I'm going to be at home.
Hey, disclaimer.
Or me and the girl's going to be out.
Hey, disclaimer. If you're going out with Marv on Valentine's Day, guess what's going to happen? Yeah. I'm going to take you on a full tour.
Right.
It's a pound.
I think that should be across the board understanding.
That's fast.
Otherwise, why you out?
What are we here for?
Why you out?
What are we doing? What are we doing?
What? We wasting each other's time at this point.
True. You right.
And like, what do you think we're supposed to do? Talk?
we can talk on any other
day.
Hey, some girls, they just want the flowers. They want to be like, oh, somebody care for me. Like, I want to dinner. I got a nice gift. Like,
girl, he didn't even try to hit.
One of the homies like I know is going to have, you know, a different season of Valentine's than what she used to. So, you know what? Her flowers and gifts.
That's different.
It's going to come from me. You still going to get it. It'll just be from me.
We ain't gonna pray. I'm gonna pray over that pussy. That's about it.
Exactly.
That's about it.
Lord.
I'm gonna say, hey, Lord, please let this be good.
Hey, so ladies, don't even try it. Look, if you sit here trying to go out on Valentine's Day, just be prepared that, look, you gonna have to get that thing up.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. Ain't nobody just going out here on little dates.
Oh, and y'all be prepared to get that thing up.
Right.
Yeah, get that thing up. Be prepared.
Go listen. Is it finna be the weekend? Go get it waxed.
Uh-huh.
Get him right.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Because come Monday,
hey,
it's going down.
Hey, if it got a little sit, you got time to fix it. If it got a little sit,
go sit that ass.
You got time to fix it.
You do.
If it got a little sit.
If it got a little sit, you got time.
Take you a good bath.
Uh-huh.
Put a little vinegar oil in there just to tighten that thing back up.
Uh-huh.
Reset the speedometer on that cat. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So how y'all do?
Hey, spray that thing. Maintain that thing.
Mm-hmm. Eat you some fruits that week.
Yes.
You don't gotta do all that. Just make sure you pop the taste pills.
Ooh, the little what's it called? Little taste.
Take the little taste pills.
Yeah, I heard
that's all you need.
Hey. And I'm going to tell y'all right now.
You gotta pop it like 30 minutes before.
If y'all ain't got it right now, I think it'll be time for you guys to be on birth control.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Well,
be
if
on.
You ain't on it by now,
she said she pushing you better, this weekend.
It's too late to get on it right now. It's not going to work.
Mm. Oh, well, never mind.
Oh, don't work that fast? Hey. Well, get you a plan B from Lauren.
She's going to have him on deck.
Or if you're a real Mac player, look, guess what?
Macaroni.
Hey, put that in the Valentine's Day gift.
So are y'all cooking for Valentine's Day? Do y'all cook for Valentine's Day?
No. I'm cooking.
Nah, we're not cooking.
Why you not cooking?
Mm-mm. No, I'm cooking.
I don't cook.
That's what I'm saying. So this is the change.
I grill.
Hey, you cook or you will grill. Steak on the grill. That's what I'm saying. Steak on the grill. However you get the food to the plate. Yeah.
Ain't no point. Are you doing that? Mm-mm. Ain't no point of cooking because we're trying to eat.
We gonna eat. Mm-hmm. Well, you gonna eat.
Mm-hmm. That's what. I ain't cooking and eating at the same time. No.
Listen, we're going to get a support group together, and we're going to send them your way on whoever need that ride. Mm-mm. Or y'all can go to Target was stocked up, so it's going to be a lot of babies. And I was in Target the other day. I was like, damn. Yeah, during the pandemic, it was no Plan Bs. Them things are stocked up in a Target now. Even yeah, I wouldn't mind staying home and cooking and we chilling instead of going out.
I need a lower number.
Ron, I bet you do. Y'all toxic.
Nick, you know what time it is.
Dudes.
It's Mr. Nasty time.
Dudes.
Mr. Nasty time.
Is that the move you gonna give him this weekend?
Mr. Nasty time.
What is that?
That's a slow stroke.
What is that? Shit. What's Plan C?
What you said I'm about to Christ?
Don't start that. Remember what happened last time. Never mind.
We ain't gonna talk about it. We're
not gonna go there.
Mr. Nasty.
Y'all ready for Mr. Nasty?
Come on, I'm giving y'all whatever y'all want. Let's go.
Let's get it.
Ladies.
Where y'all at?
Is Valentine's a good time? Mm. To break out them new tricks, if y'all just start having sex, it's not your man yet, you know what I'm saying? But this is your Valentine's, you know what I'm saying? You fucking with him?
It depends. Am I trying to hook him right now?
You trying to hook him?
Oh yeah, I'm.
You trying to have that nigga calling you in the morning time? Like, hey, when you had did that?
He not calling me in the morning because he gonna wake up to me.
Oh,
come on.
Oh,
ain't no calling me in the morning.
Wake up with the. Big spoon or little spoon?
Big.
You the little spoon?
If I answer this any other way, it's going to be a problem. I'm the little spoon.
You the little spoon?
I'm the little spoon.
Okay. Mm.
Listen.
You got to break out the tricks.
A couple of the homies, give me something. Come on.
Break out the tricks.
All the homies, give me y'all favorite move. Let me put them all together.
Ladies, what's some of y'all tricks?
What's your best trick?
Throw a little trick in the chat right quick. Throw a little trick in there. We want to see what y'all talking about. See if y'all really doing what y'all say y'all doing. Come on, Troy. Start us off.
Troy gonna start off with the rose. She was like, I don't bring out the rose.
Troy, you better not come out with no rose.
She ain't talking about the Valentine's Day roses.
That rose is the topic.
T6 said he likes to eat cereal.
Is that what he calling it now?
I'm afraid to know what the scenario
I don't have
is.
A role. So, Troy, what toy do you have that you're going to bring out on Valentine's
Day? Why are you only bringing out toys on Valentine's Day, though?
He said it.
Yeah, we're trying to see.
Hollywood, what toy are you bringing?
Shit.
No toy.
Toy, what we doing then?
She said she's taking them to Home Deep Throat.
Whoa!
That is crazy. Home Deep Throat.
No toy, Troy.
Damn. Okay, Troy.
Lingerie?
I would have fucked up this man's laptop.
So because look, she said she was going to Home Deep Throat, and she said if she don't like that, I could take him to Head Lobster. Oh, damn, Troy. She is wilding out.
Okay, ladies.
Hollywood bringing out the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, we.
Ladies, are we doing lingerie on Valentine's?
Maybe.
We doing a lingerie?
Do you care about the lingerie?
Yes.
Yes, they care.
Yes, we do.
Oh, cool.
Marquise, go to bed.
Ladies, are y'all breaking out the lingerie for the homie?
Valentine's Day, yeah, but you can also do it. I don't want people to get caught up in thinking.
I fuck with lingerie, bro.
Oh, just but we gonna save this shit for just one time a year? No, we gonna bring it out every now and then.
No. I'm saying
that edible joints.
I don't really fuck with the edible joints like that. I did it one time. Yeah, I did it one time. And, like, they don't even taste that good. They're not that good.
It just makes a mess.
Yeah, it's just a mess. But just the crotchless joints.
$300 on a hotel bill.
I fuck with the crotchless joints.
With the slits?
That way you can keep it on. Keep that shit on.
Well, I'm just going to go right there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think I ran into the homie. What is she? I forgot what she had on. But, bruh. When I first seen that, I was like, whoa, what is going on?
Mm.
And it was the best thing ever.
I fuck with the crotches.
How long was it supposed to stay on?
Yeah, there you go, Larry. Yeah, man, the crotches joints. That's what we fuck with.
How long y'all leaving it on?
No, that shit can stay on the whole time because it's crotchless.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, the crotchless, yes. When I'm saying any other, like, are we going to get a whole scene routine out of this?
Yeah, do a little show. I'm going to have a music on.
Boom.
But look,
I'm going to have a music
on. You got the strobe light?
Yeah.
You know that.
You gotta have a strobe light.
Oh, I gotta show you something else. They got some shit to win. I'm gonna tell you.
No, tell us how much.
They got some shit, right? It's some LED lights. So when you doing this, when you the lights get the.
Is
Diamond still in here?
Yeah.
Look.
The lights get to doing that for you.
TMI, real quick. Diamond had FaceTime me one night, and you know the lights. We're going,
yeah.
And they go to like the beat of anything, like he said. Mm-hmm. So she noticed, like, why do it sound like them lights flickering to the beat of the music? I'm like, bitch, because it is.
Because it's going down. That's why.
Bitch, you called. I answered.
Right.
She said, click. Mm-hmm. I didn't put that off like 3 days. I'm like, what did you want? You never said. Nah, don't answer my phone call like that. But those is dope. Well, they hella dope.
Mm-hmm. I fuck with them lights. Mm-hmm. Now listen, fellas. You got to have the playlist on point. Got to.
Your playlist got to be on point. And not the same playlist. Or if you got the same playlist because you got a large playlist, go to a different part that we ain't heard.
Yeah. Because, you know, sometimes you only make it to track 6.
Somebody trying to find love in your DM. Well, you shouldn't have told them that you was ready for that. You was available for that time.
Hello?
Now they in your DMs.
Lauren out here trying to be live.
She choosing.
Somebody trying to take you out.
Somebody choosing.
Hey, yes, Marquise got a good little playlist. If he was my cousin, I would use it, yeah. But that's just a little different.
Hey, I fuck with the playlist too. I'll be giving them out too. For real, for real.
See, his playlist is his own music though.
Okay, okay.
He got a few little baby makers. That's how he got them twins.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't going to put that Ignition on there.
No more.
Let me stick that key in your Ignition, baby.
Nah, we not doing that. No more Robert Kelly.
Uh-uh, you said he was good.
Nah, I took Robert Kelly out of my Serato. He is no longer in my playlist.
Valentine's Day without R. Kelly.
Damn, that's a good ass question, bro.
Yes.
It is now. You have to be. It has to be.
Yes.
Well, guess what? I'm gonna be real with y'all. If he on there, he on there.
No, if he's in the middle of the playlist, and you're in the middle of doing what you're doing,
we not about to stop and change
it. Yeah, we not about to do that. It's just on, but I'm not going to put it in there. I'm going to be putting it in there, but I'm not going to put that in.
And don't you stop the
change. Okay, well, how about this? Y'all old school. Is Avant on that playlist?
Hell yeah.
Yep. Mm. I know you wanna run.
I know you wanna
touch.
I know you wanna feel.
So baby, keep it real. I know you wanna see. I know you
wanna. I know the boots is gonna be on.
In my BED. Grind it slowly.
Come on.
Hey, I'm charging this up just because y'all talking about it.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I've been charging all week. Make sure this
What else is in there? Now,
make sure this is charged.
Trey Songz is still in mine because it's still up in the air with him. He's still in my playlist. Panty Dropper is still in there.
Oh, this right here is a panty dropper. Whoa, whoa.
It's that part right there.
It's still in there.
Jodeci.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to have a Jodeci. Mm-hmm. You got to have a Jodeci. Mm-hmm.
Stop making me wet. Stop.
I'm gonna learn how to start blocking y'all out of here. I'm gonna start blocking y'all
out. Yeah, Jodeci for sure.
Okay, I got a question for you guys.
What's happening?
Before we end the show,
mm-hmm.
Is there any new artists that you add to this sex list for Valentine's Day? Is there anybody?
Shout out to Dev for this answer because when he find them, he sent them to me.
It's a few. Cool. It's a dude named Tone Stiff. Tone Stiff got some shit. That's hard. Alex Isley. Ronald Isley's niece.
You ain't send me that.
I'm gonna send it to you. She got some shit. Alex Isley, thank me later. Vito got some shit.
Vito
got some shit for
it's
sure.
Vito, baby.
Yeah, Vito for sure got some shit.
Okay, so y'all DM me all these songs. How about that?
Oh, we should make a take a shot playlist for Valentine's Day and post it.
Well, you the one that's.
Whenever we can do it together. We can do it together.
Dub is gonna do this playlist.
Nigga said Adele. Adele. We're not playing Adele, bro.
You're not playing Adele, but Adele do got bangers, but it's not no sex.
Nah, it ain't for
no sex, nigga. No, we can play Adele while we cleaning up this mess. The next
definitely
day.
Definitely not doing that. Yeah, you definitely gonna bring your feelings. Listen to that shit. You gonna be regretting all the decisions you made that night. Mm-hmm. Listen to that.
Ain't nobody got time. So we've come to, we got the playlist.
Yeah.
Y'all got y'all tricks and y'all outfit ready. Mm-hmm. What y'all wearing on Valentine's Day? Do y'all put on a little special something?
We're not putting shit on.
We're putting on Supreme boxers.
I was about to say, you gonna have these boxer briefs.
Supreme boxers.
Do you got a special Valentine's?
Yeah, I got your
like some
red t-shirt.
Ones, some sure. little something. Sure. Like, do y'all do stuff like that?
Sure.
But sure, meaning sure. you ain't doing that shit. Oh, the boots. You already know that.
Ooh, the boots. Know. Yeah, man.
Listen.
You got to have the boots on.
You gonna get that Michael Jordan because the boy gonna be balling. That Gucci. You gonna get that Michael Jordan. You gonna get that Michael Jordan bald game.
You get the baldy.
He gonna be bald. Everything gonna be nice and shaven.
He be like a brand new baby.
Brand new baby.
So y'all giving Michael Jordan the Gucci flip-flop.
Yep.
With the red boxer briefs.
Flip flops will come out because.
Oh, wait. With the socks from Skies On.
Socks from Skies On. We're going
back. Man, we said no socks. No socks, bro.
If you got them Skies On socks, you good. Or you got to get your little Pilates socks. Mm-mm. You got to get the little grippers.
You're getting these Nike slides and these boxer briefs.
You're going to be sliding all around there.
You're getting these polo boxer
and
briefs.
And guess what else you're going to get? A couple of shots of Mandala and a couple of back shots.
No champagne?
Well, that go crazy, too. That 7th Streeter shit go crazy, too. For sure.
Okay, but y'all remember this. I'm going to be expecting some messages. I ain't seen not one come through yet.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. You guys can FaceTime me at 11:33 and you guys can see what's
going on. So look, we going to have this playlist for y'all and we going to put it up.
Dub's going to put it up.
We going to put it up on Saturday.
Dub's put it up on Saturday.
For sure.
But some people may be doing their celebration on Saturday.
I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow.
Oh, that's that blue rhino.
You gonna have that?
What's that?
That's that gas station shit.
Or hey, you gonna get that honey?
You get the honey.
What the
fuck? Blue chew. You can't go wrong with the blue chew.
Y'all in that planet. What the fuck is y'all doing? What?
Never mind. Look.
Anyway. Oh man, but look, man, this is how we gonna end this. Shout out to Tequila Mandala.
The only tequila that we drink.
Shout out to your feels, man.
I got questions.
Coast.
Shout out to your feels, man. You know what I'm saying?
And who y'all got for the Super Bowl? Because I'm going with...
I'm going with halftime.
I'm going with the Rams because my cousin-in-law played for the Rams. We going for the Rams. Unfortunately, I don't want it, but, you know.
I'm just looking forward to the good old halftime.
Yeah, halftime show going to be crazy.
That's going to be crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to see... We're going to see every Crip Walk available out here this weekend because everybody's going to be going crazy.
But, you know what time it is.
You know what? We're going to end it like this.
Happy Valentine's Day. Y'all be safe.
Please be safe.
And if you don't be safe and you need some Plan Bs or a trip to the clinic,
hit
Lauren up.
She got you. Don't even trip.
And we out.
And we out.